Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
The moon. Good morning. The moon is going to be our adventure in creation today, which God created on day four. Job 31:26. If I have regarded the sun in its rotation, or the moon in its splendor. Did you know the moon is our closest neighbor in space? In 1969, my family and I watched as three astronomers flew to the moon and landed on it, placed an American flag on it, and prayed. It is the brightest object in the sky because it is reflecting the sunlight. Though you think it is changing its shape, it is rotating around the Earth, and that makes it seem to change by the sun's light and shadows. It seems so big because it is so close, but it is actually much smaller than Earth. Other planets and stars are much bigger than Earth or the moon. As we look at it, it seems smooth, but it has deep craters, large holes, and can be seen because they look like dark spots. There are also mountains on the moon. Some rise 20,000 to 26,000 feet high. They are long, narrow valleys called rills, and they are straight. Nothing lives on the moon's surface. There are no plants or animal fossils. It is mostly made up of minerals and gases that are trapped in some of the rocks brought back by astronauts. They have frozen water at both the north and south pole of the moon. The moon has gravity, a force God gave us so we wouldn't float around on Earth. But the moon's gravity is much lighter because it is smaller than Earth. As the moon circles our Earth, it can get closer and look so big, or when the orbit takes it further from Earth, it appears smaller. The moon phases are always fun to watch. Tonight is a full moon. If it is clear, maybe you can go outside to see it. The phases are new moon, when it cannot be seen at all due to the Earth's shadow. First quarter, where it is seen only one quarter full, half, and three quarters. And then it's full. It takes about 4 weeks to see all four phases. The moon phases are important to God. And there were special new moon festivals in the Bible for the Jewish people. Thank you, God, for creating this powerful light that keeps our tides for the oceans to stay in check, helps our Earth stay on rotation, or we would be a mess. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.